became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled, the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah.
Good morning, church. So good to be here and have the opportunity to share out of the Word of God with you today. My name is Herb Taylor. My wife and I are members of this church, and we're also in full-time ministry traveling North America and beyond, as God directs, for the last 27 years. Not traveling at the present, but hopefully, Lord willing, everything will open up soon again. That's all our prayer. I just want to mention this week was just a wonderful week, and one day, this last week, I was shopping at our local grocery store where we live, and just as I was leaving, I heard a woman say to a fellow worker, "Hey, before you leave, come over here and pray over these tomato plants." At least that's what I thought I heard. I drove up there, I rolled down the window and said, "Did I just hear someone ask to have those tomato plants prayed over?" And three heads popped around the corner and said, "Yes." I heartily replied, "Praise the Lord." I said, "Whoever gets these plants are going to get the best tomatoes they ever ate." We all laughed and we praised the Lord together. God is alive and He's at work and living in and through His children every day in a variety of ways. That just made my day, something small like that. And it's my prayer today that something is said that would encourage you and even make your day. Lord, please open up our hearts and our eyes in your direction. Just before we begin the short devotion here, I'd like to just pray. Lord, I just thank you for this special day you've given us. I thank you for the many possibilities that you have given us in our life, Lord, to shine for you. We just pray, God, as we read this scripture, Lord, the anointed word of God, it would just open up doors for us, that, Lord, that open up our eyes and our hearts to hear from you today, that whatever said and done would bring honor and glory to you. But, Lord, we could take these things and apply them to our life, Lord, that we could be a blessing to others and to bring honor and glory to you. Again, thank you for what you're about to do, because we know with you, Jesus, the best is yet to come. Amen. So the title of the devotion is Preparation for Giving. And I'm reading out of a New King James. And my scripture today is 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 15. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiently in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while, through the proof of his ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing in them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. May God truly bless the reading of his word. In the previous verses, Apostle Paul, in his letter, he has sent Titus and two others ahead to encourage the Corinthians to honor the promised gift. He has been boasting of their willingness to give for the intent purpose to the church in Jerusalem. Because of Paul's boasting, no doubt the people who are in need are expecting the promised gift. Paul does not want to be ashamed of an incomplete gift or their confident boasting, so that the gift is a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Understand that in the beginning of a giving campaign, it is very exciting when things start out. But as things go, people can get distracted and priorities can change and the enthusiasm may falter. But Paul is encouraging them to follow through with their promise. Starting in verse 6, Paul is reminding people how giving works. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Not only is this a proven principle for everyone who does it, but a promise that we can count on. And when we give as the Lord directs our hearts, not grudgingly, but cheerfully. At Cowboy Church, we go to Cowboy Church, when it's time to take up the offering, the whole crowd begins to cheer. I was shocked the first time I went to Cowboy Church and this happened, because I'm not used to having everybody cheer when it's time to take up the offering. When is the last time that you were in a crowd and there were shouts of joy when the offering was taken? Cheerful giving is one way to show how much we love the Lord. We are blessed to know many cheerful givers. In this whole story here, what's going on is no secret. The planning to give was not done behind closed doors. Paul wanted everything to go smoothly. Therefore, it took planning and a team working together to accomplish the task. Prayer and communication and leadership, right? Kristen and I lived in the basement of the Wings for many years while we were traveling on the road. I loved it. We were not there very much. Most of the time we were on the road traveling North America, preaching and singing. Home for a while, one day we heard a knock on the door. It was one of our friends, and Crystal went out to talk to our friend, and she was asking for some help. Crystal came to me and said, Herbie, do you have any money on you? And I said, yes, I have $100. She said, well, can I have it to give to our friend? She has a need. So I was happy to give her the $100. Soon after, I got a phone call from Peter, our previous treasurer at the church. Peter said, Herb, come over. I have something for you. I've been carrying something in my briefcase for a couple of weeks, and I thought I'd better give it to you. I went to his house, and Brenda gave me a cup of coffee, and then Peter gives me this envelope while we're visiting. I opened it up, and I began to cry. So now all three of us are crying, and Peter says, hey, what are we crying about? I just told him that minutes before, we gave our last $100 away, and now we are presented with a check for $1,000. Praise the Lord. Not surprised, but thankful. I called the one who gave the gift, and this is what he said to me. He says, Herb, you gave out of your need, and I gave out of my abundance. The point here is that we both gave, and we're all blessed. We have so many stories how God has blessed us in so many ways. The church is a great family, and our fellow believers are all over the world, and many are in need. And as the Lord directs, we must move in His direction to help, not only giving to fellow believers, but to whomever the Lord directs us to help with the direction of the leadership and prayer. Amen. As a faith ministry, we were led to go and minister in a small church in Saskatchewan a few years ago. Normally, we do not charge a fee when we go out to sing and preach. Love offerings are normally the way it goes. On Saturday night, we held services at this church, and 14 people came to know the Lord. It was powerful. On Sunday morning, the leadership of the church had a meeting before service, and unknown to us, they decided to give us the entire morning offering. The pastor said that he wanted to sow into our ministry. They have never seen 14 people come to Christ in their church before. We were surprised. We were surprised, but very thankful for their generosity and their sensitivity to our need, as the people in Jerusalem church were, I'm sure, when they received the gift. That's one thing that I really believe, that we need to be really sensitive to the people around us and the needs that are presented to us. I know whenever I look at it this way, whenever a need comes across our path, I take it that I'm to do something about it. I mean, when I was a young Christian, I remember there was a need. I would always run to the pastor and tell him. The poor guy was bombarded with requests. But you know, when God allows us to realize that there is a need out there, and the specific need, I think that it's up to us to do something, and sometimes timing is not the best, but for God it is, and that's what we have to remember. His timing is perfect. I believe it starts with prayer. Lord, please show me. And then to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit's direction, and we have to be willing to take steps of faith of giving, take a step of faith to give, either out of our need or out of our abundance. And really, what we have anyway belongs to Him. Hallelujah. We were in a small church in New Brunswick years ago, and it was prayer time. And it was mentioned that a close neighbor of the church in the winter just lost the use of their furnace, a family with no heat. And there was a prayer time at the church in that morning, and someone said out loud, can we help? Another said, well, are they Christians? And another member said, are they Baptist? And I said, who cares? Do you want them to be Christians, right? First thing is, let's reach out to them and help them. And then maybe, most likely, they'll be willing to hear the gospel. Opportunities to be used of the Lord comes in a variety of ways. And when we get one, we should do something. There are times we need to strike while the iron is hot. That's why we need to be close to the Lord. and to hear the Lord and to be led by the Spirit of God. This is, becomes a way of life for us. Sometimes people think that money is the prize. When you talk about money, money is the prize. Money is not the prize. It's a tool to get the prize. And for me, the prize is winning souls and helping the needy. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save which was lost." So we just don't talk about it. We do something about it. Jesus was on the move, and so must we. Proverbs 19:17, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." God loves a cheerful giver, and whatever he lays on our hearts to give, we need to follow through as he leads. We never know what's on the other side of obedience, but I know he will never let us down. Blessings follow obedience. Here in these verses, there is a great need to be met, and Paul knows it. With his encouragement, the church, other churches are watching, and the living testimony of cheerful giving can spread, and for the glory of God. When we give, it's not only to meet the needs of the saints or the poor, but we cannot forget the ripple effect of giving helps evangelism and spreading of the gospel. Without giving, missions would be affected. Without the giving that we receive as homegrown missionaries, we couldn't go out. We are so thankful that our church is a giving church and that we are serving with a vision and that we are willing to go beyond the comfortable. The Apostle Paul called believers to attention, to give out of their abundance and out of their need, to give out of their abundance and out of their need. Cheerfully, and they did. We can too. Let's take a break and reflect of the greatest gift given to man, our Lord and Savior. I'm just turning now to 1 Corinthians 11:23-26 in preparation for communion. You're there either by yourself or with your family. You can do this as a family. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. "For I received from the Lord that which was also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'"
Lord, oh Lord.
trampled dead. Where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forever.
To the cross, and I bear it no
The clouds we roll back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
The three questions to reflect on this week. Number one, are we seeking the Lord to where we can help someone who is in need? Number two, are we part of a team working together to reach a common goal? And number three, are we willing to either give cheerfully out of our need or out of our abundance as the Lord directs us? The benediction for today is found in the word I'm using, the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, believers, rejoice, be made complete, or be what you should be. Be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, or enjoy the spiritual well-being experienced by believers who walk closely with God. And the God of love and peace, which the source of all loving kindness, will be with you. May God truly bless you today. Amen.